The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider this evening, or today, is our Old Testament reading for this past Sunday, which was the ninth Sunday after Pentecost. We're looking again at Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 to 14, when Abraham had those three visitors, two of them angels, one of them the Lord himself. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. Let me get you something to eat so you can be refreshed and then go on your way, now that you have come to your servant." "Very well," they answered, "do as you say." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah. "Quick," he said, "get three seahs of fine flour and knead it and bake some bread." Then he ran to the herd and selected a choice tender calf and gave it to a servant who hurried to prepare it. Then he brought some curds and milk and the calf that had been prepared and set these before them. While they ate, he stood near them under a tree. "Where is your wife Sarah?" they asked him. "There in the tent," he said. Then the Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Now Sarah was listening at the entrance to the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed, went to herself as she thought, "After I am worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." My dear friends in Christ, when we think about Abraham's faith, we think about how it was a humble faith, how it was generous, how it was hospitable. As we look at his life of faith, we have to be amazed, really, by his trust in God's promises. The Lord had said to Abraham, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Sarah was eavesdropping on that conversation and laughed in disbelief, or at least in doubting. And, well, she was 90 years old, 89 years old, and it's understandable that she had her doubts and her questions, except for one thing. The Lord said she would have a child. By God's grace, Abraham trusted that promise, even though, humanly speaking, he probably shouldn't have. But because of God working in his heart, he trusted that promise. And more importantly, he trusted in the promise of the Savior that all peoples on earth would be blessed through him, through that one descendant who would be born years later in Bethlehem. Think of how much easier our lives would be if we always trusted in God's promises. But the tendency is there for us to be like Sarah, to disbelieve or to doubt. But if we always believed God's promise that he would always be with us no matter what happens in our lives, or that he would always make all things in our lives work together for our eternal good, that he always makes things work together for the good of those who love him, if we trusted God's promise when it says, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son but gave him up for us all, how will he not also along with him graciously give us all things?" Give us us all the things that we truly need in our lives. Or as our reading says, is anything too hard for the Lord? And the answer to that question, of course, is no. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. When he makes a promise, when he tells us something, he keeps it. He follows through on his word. May God help us to imitate Abraham's trust in the Lord. I want to be like, and now fill in the blank. How would you or your children fill in that blank? I would like to be like so-and-so. Hopefully, we're all first inclined to say, I would like to be like Jesus. And then after that, maybe we can think of other believing children of God, such as Abraham, or maybe someone like King David, or the Apostle Paul, or Noah, or Mary, or Joseph. You know, there are plenty of people in the Bible that we can think of that we'd like to be like. People who, well, know that they're sinners, who know God's love for sinners like us in Jesus, and who do everything that we can to show God's love to the world around us. So let's imitate Abraham's life of faith. Let's imitate, well, his humility in his faith, his humble faith, his hospitality, his generosity, and his trust in the Lord. His trust in the Lord, our Lord and Savior, a trust that knows our sin and what we would rightfully deserve because of our sin, but then also rejoices in our Savior and his life and death and resurrection for us. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Lord, please keep sending your Holy Spirit to me, working through your words, so I have a humble faith like Abraham that sees my sin and knows my Savior, and a faith that is generous and hospitable to others, knowing always how generous and hospitable you have been to us, and a faith that lives a life of faith despite the fact that in this life there are plenty of things that maybe would get us to say, well, kind of like Sarah did, well, why should I believe this? But help us always, like Abraham here, to trust in your promises, and as we trust in your promises, to see the great blessings that your God-given God-work faith in us can work. We pray in Jesus, our Savior's name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.